Near Central Station, at the corner of Luisenstraße and Elisenstraße, is the Luisen High School. And there's an empty lot opposite. Today, there's a sculpture there, but back then, there was an air raid shelter underneath. Once there was an air raid warning, I wanted to go down there. I was wearing the star. I was out in town. I wasn't locked indoors. But they didn't let the Jew boy in. The old botanical garden is a stone's throw away, and I hid under a shrub, crying. I was scared. Bombs were falling left and right. You mustn't forget that every park bench in the old botanical garden carried a notice saying, "Prohibited for Jews." These visual impressions still haunt me today. And the display windows at Konens, for example, who deny it all today, Jews not admitted. This exclusion everywhere, feeling that you don't belong, that you're unwanted. Our mother was conscripted to work in a flax factory in Lohof. Then she did homework for Maria Brettschneider's hat factory. That was easier for her. She had three sisters who'd married Jewish men and had children. All these uncles and aunts and cousins were deported in 1942, and none returned. Only Grandma, who was in Theresienstadt for 3 years, survived. That was the atmosphere then. The subject of talk in our family was, are we too going to be deported? We hoped the Nazis would be defeated in the Soviet Union. We listened to Radio Moscow and BBC, but especially Radio Moscow. Radio Moscow also broadcast in German, and there was a special signature melody too. Fatherland, no foe shall endanger thee. I likely sing or hum that tune on my deathbed. Vaterland, kein Feind soll dich gefährden. And we cheered every defeat of the German armed forces. Stalingrad gave us strength and hope. The Nazis began building a subway in Sonnenstraße with the aid of Soviet forced laborers. My father and I went to them frequently and gave them food from the little that we had. It sounds trivial today, but when I think about it, if we'd been caught, who knows what the heck would have happened. Our father just didn't think about the danger he was undergoing doing certain things. He was stubborn in his way.